Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat-Down. So we're here with Chris and Dion, and we're talking about some crazy shit. We're talking about the first time Chris got a job as a pizza boy and turned down a blowjob from a ghost.
Stay tuned. Fuck your dick. Can I get a discount on a pizza?
Suck dick and eat pizza. We'll be right back out of the music.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it.
So we back in a whole nother part of my goddamn house. I have DIY'd myself to death. COVID have worked a bitch like a slave. I ain't lost no weights, but I've got about 20 projects done. I've been eating, snacking, and painting, goddammit. So, I'm not doing politics today because this is our first video back in this. You can see my hair's out because I ain't went to Atlanta. This my real hair right here, y'all. It got a little tangling shit. My daughter's like, you going on TV like that? I'm like, yeah, bitch, I'm motherfucking Angela Davis and Kunta Kinte in a mix. Dion sent me this video today. It's called Bring the Booty to the Pole.
Yeah.
But Dion sent me the video and it's all scribbles. And I'm like, I think that's my niece right there.
No.
You see the video?
No. Where'd you
I sent it in the group message in Twitter.
Yeah, I think that's my brother's daughter. So I was like, your daughter wants you to bring that ass to the pole. Which is really a smart way to get people out to vote.
Oh wait, I tagged you and I tagged you.
Okay, on Twitter.
Yeah,
you might not want to watch that video with condom on.
Sounds like I want to watch it.
Do you know who elects the DA? We do, but you don't want to vote.
Womp,
womp. Make it rain if you locked up on some bullshit. Want trades and coding taught in our schools?
Then vote for the school boards that will prepare us for the job market.
Want to end cash bail? Well, then vote for the sheriffs and county officials that feel the same way you do.
But you talking about, they gonna pick who they gonna pick, shawty.
Ferguson just elected their first black mayor.
You know how that happened?
Which one's your niece?
I'm not saying. I think I see your daughter gonna bring that ass to the polls video.
Oh, man. Well.
You got to get to the poll when they shaking their ass and say, go vote.
Okay.
Get your booty to the poll.
Get your booty to the poll.
For information on how and where to vote, as well as resources to find out who's running where you live, go to getyourbootytothepoll.com.
That's a good way to get men out to vote.
Well, we'll send that and check out the video, and maybe they can splice that in there.
So. But you know what was good? I was thinking, right? So since when I saw that video, and I was like, that's my fucking niece.
I have no idea.
I think that's my brother's daughter. I told my brother, I said, look at your child. But I was thinking about that. I was like, when she had go vote on her ass, I thought it was very creative to have go vote on your ass.
That's some classic nigga shit right there.
But it's classic nigga shit. That's
Chinese people don't have fucking shrimp fried rice talking about go to the polls. They don't do that shit. Why we got to do that?
Chinese breath always smell like garlic, so we know they've been to the pole of garlic.
I don't think, what?
Ain't they the one that breath be smelling like garlic?
I think you're thinking of Greeks.
Nigga, nah. I ain't never met no Greek. who the fuck get Greek food? Closest I get to Greek is them little lamb thing. Them little
lamb chops?
Gyros. Ain't that Greek?
Yeah.
That's the closest I get to Greek. Let me tell you why I think that's a good idea. Because, as y'all know, That my fucking Falcons lost. Fuck you, white nigga. Why are you laughing so hard?
Because I'm just thinking about everybody in the group going, you got to do a podcast. You got to do a podcast. And so I called you because I wanted to see what you said. I've never heard so many expletives in my life.
Oh, my God. When that, I was just thinking if the Falcon will put write the word football on the football, maybe that shit would never happen again.
It's already written on the football.
Well, we need a bigger nigga because evidently he got distracted. His vertigo fucked up. He almost fell out. That was the most horrible game other than watching the Super Bowl. I literally had to put on Twitter, I hate the Falcon more. I actually hate the Falcon more than I do Donald Trump.
Those raggedy motherfuckers cost me a lot of money.
Well, I had how much was it?
I bet like $3 to win like $50.
That's a lot of money, dude. Yeah,
it is a lot of money for $3 for a $3 bet. And I had them in a parlay. Everybody else won except for them. And they were up by fucking 15 points with like 4 minutes to go. And these niggas. Oh, was, these niggas.
What was so embarrassing about that? I'm sitting there like, you know, I'm always. I like, I'm
still, so because I had plans for that $50. I was going to invest it in something else.
Taco Bell. Yeah, we know.
You were more angry than she was.
I was.
I knew
I was
you
sitting
had to,
on my couch like, these motherfuckers.
No.
That's when you know you're mad.
No. So when they was doing good, I'm like, okay, we in the third quarter. We up. We about to fucking win this shit. I said, so I can start tweeting, right? So I start tweeting all kind of shit, talking shit. And when them motherfuckers started to come in, I'm sitting on my couch like, literally, if I didn't pay a lot of money for my TV, I would have slunk a canned good through that motherfucker just so I could hit Matt, the nigga who missed that motherfucking ball. Upside his goddamn head. If they don't, I don't know who he is, but they should literally tell him, don't even get on the bus with us. Nigga, catch an Uber back to Atlanta.
It was like, what, 39? They had 39
ain't
points?
Ain't nobody asked you for the points. Ain't nobody
It was
asked
39 to 30 with like 3 minutes to go in the fucking game.
And they lost.
And these niggas lost.
So you just gonna sit in my house and laugh at my team looking like a broke-ass Santa Claus.
At least Santa Claus delivers on time. Yeah. Yo, raggedy motherfuckers. Oh, I'm so mad. That nigga just looked at the ball like, I should probably get that, but I'm not going to.
The Falcon got to be the stupidest motherfucking team out there.
Every time Arthur Blank comes on to the motherfucking...
I try to tell
every
them.
Every time that nigga come down there, well, y'all gotta, fucking lose.
I told them during
every
the
damn
Super Bowl,
time.
It's the outfits that he wear. I think some old black woman put roots on Arthur Blank family. Because we could be winning. As soon as that fake-ass white nigga come down there with them bell bottoms on like a black man and them pinstripe suits, we lose. And I'm like, stay your old... Your old raggedy Uncle Ben looking ass in your box seat, nigga. Nobody else come down but you.
He's the only one.
He every time he want to push his black players off. Like, we know you own them niggas, Arthur. But stay up there till you hear buzzer. Beep! Then you want. I'm telling you, he is a curse to that team. Somebody have cursed the Blank family. But think about when he owned Home Depot. That's all where black people stole from. Everybody stole from Home Depot. As soon as he left, everybody started stealing from Lowe's. I'm telling you, he is a curse.
What?
I followed.
You crack that door. When you crack the door, let me tell you why I say that. My brother used to work at Home Depot, right? I ain't gonna say his name. One of my brothers. I'm thinking, I'm having a hot flash. So my brother used to work at Home Depot. And when you go out at Home Depot, all that wood be stacked outside. So he would tell, fuck these motherfucking white folk. They own their company. They ain't giving me but $12 an hour. You can take as much as you want for $200. So he fucked around and told the wrong white person that, and they reported him. And that was right around the time Arthur Blank was selling Home Depot, and he ended up over at Lowe's.
Your brother ended up at Lowe's or Arthur Blank ended up at Lowe's?
My brother ended up at Lowe's. What the fuck are you? Follow the goddamn story. But he don't steal from Lowe's.
Was they just going to pay him the $200? That's not how any shit works.
Yeah, my brother was actually fucking stealing. I was like, why would you? You know, most black people hook up black people.
Got a job to go steal.
No. Most people get a job to go steal. The fuck are you talking about?
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
No.
That's an extra step. Just fucking steal.
Right.
Clock in and then go to.
So you never worked at a fast food and ate a burger without paying for it?
No, I've never worked at a fast food place.
I plead the fifth.
You evidence is still showing on you, Chris. What are you talking about? You ain't got to plead the fifth. Just say, yeah, nigga, I did it. Look at me.
I delivered pizzas at Donato's. I owe them a lot of pizzas.
What'd you say? The people that open their door, so you ate the pizza in your car?
No, I wasn't.
You look like the type of white boy to eat leftovers.
Why is eating? I don't eat leftovers, but. Eating
gonna be left over.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that.
That was too black for him, Chris. I mean, Dion. He said, because it don't be no left over. So when you worked at Donato's, you were just licking on people's pizza. See, that's exactly why I don't order food.
No.
Was you a piece of liquor? You look like an old piece of liquor, nigga.
I'm just going to say this in advance. Fuck you, McDonald.
You look like you be smelling, you be delivering people on your dashboard, just sniffing, stealing extra cents and shit on the way to their house.
I was the Joe Biden of that Donato's. Just sniffing every pizza.
Oh, you was a Joe Biden of pizza?
Yeah, I was just sniffing all over the place.
Was you licking the ears too?
Just the pepperoni.
What was the worst pizza delivery experience you had?
How many times you got robbed?
I never got robbed. I did it for 3 years, and I delivered out to a well-to-do neighborhood, and this little bald man walked up in a towel. He had clearly just, like, I had interrupted a shower, and he had a white towel. He had a bald head, but he had, like, the horseshoe. You don't see that. People just shave it all now. But he had the horseshoe and a little mustache. He looked like an accountant. And he opened the door, and as he opened the door, he forgot that he was holding his towel, and I saw everything.
It wasn't much.
It would look like an uncooked chicken leg.
Was it big?
No, he was a grower, not a shower.
What did he do? Did he grab it? Did you give him his pizza?
Did he tip you?
He tipped me probably 50%. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So after
I could drive you to the dingling man. The dingling
man. I could drive you to that house right now. I know exactly where it is.
He said you delivered to the dingling man. So let me ask you something. So when the towel fell off, did he grab his dick?
Yeah, no, he reached for it, but it was too late.
I mean, did he touch his dick?
He reached for the towel. He didn't cover his dick. He grabbed the towel to readjust.
He knew what he was doing. Don't nobody answer the door.
You think I was in one of those pornos?
No, I think he was.
No, I think he was trying to show you his dick, Chris.
I think he wanted to see if you want dick and pizza.
It was dick and Donato's. That's what.
I got offered weed all the time. I got a nice offer for a blowjob from a 60-year-old woman.
60.
I declined.
Why? She looked too much like your mama. You want to pick the bitch face up. So hold her lips on your dick.
She looked too much like your mother. You an asshole.
I didn't mean to say that. My brain said that.
What did I do to you today?
my mouth and brains ain't connected. So when you said that, when you turn down a 60-year-old blowjob, and you look, because they remind you of somebody, oh, you look like my mama, bitch. That's why it used to be hard for younger women to fuck old men, because they'd be like, oh, that you look like my granddaddy, my daddy. I don't want no old nigga hugging on me and sucking on my titty, all extra wet and shit.
Yeah, they got rid of those, so now girls don't have to worry about it. Yeah. You don't have no
grandma. When I met my first kid's father, he had a granddad. He was like, girl, I ain't got no teeth. Let me put them gums on them titties. Like, you don't get your old ass up out of here, nigga. You ain't about to gum my nipple to death. My nipple be sliding across his gum like an ice skate.
I think that's the grossest thing ever said on this podcast. Just the mental image.
So why do you take the blowjob?
Why would I?
Free.
Because it's a story to tell, motherfucker. Live life.
I'm telling the story right now.
Yeah, but you didn't get your dick sucked in the story.
Ain't no verbs in this story, nigga. Wait a minute, ain't verbs action words?
You said it with confidence, though. I'll give you that.
Ain't no verbs in this motherfucker. You need some verb. All them pronouns and nouns. And what's the action?
So how does she ask? It was like, hey, pizza's here. Let me suck your dick.
It was.
Yeah, how do a 60-year-old bitch ask a young Christian Santa Claus knock on Rose bought or suck they dick? She ain't even sure if you got a dick. But anyway, how did she ask you?
Well, at the time, I was probably about 300 pounds with no beard. So I was very attractive, which when you
open 300 pounds with no beard, and you was very attractive.
Oh, yeah. When you open the door and I'm there, automatically, you just think, I want to suck his dick. That's, I think, what went through her head.
Wake me up when this dream is over. I ain't never seen no 300-pound six nigga. I just wanted to fuck with peace in his hand.
Stand up for yourself, goddammit. I'm tired of seeing her butcher you.
She,
How did she ask her? Let me sort that dick. Praise Jesus. Would you like a blowjob in the name of Jesus? Let me suck your dick.
How
did she ask Chris?
She asked if I wanted to come in and licked her lips.
Did he ask you?
That would just mean she hungry for pizza.
She just wanted somebody to eat that nasty Donato. You look like you ate Donato. You were 300 pounds with no beer. That ain't nobody asking you to get they dick sucked.
How did oh, she lick my lips? God.
The bitch was trying to give you green tea.
Oh, so she did the slow.
Uh huh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I know you're lying. Let me tell you why I know you're lying.
Okay.
First of all, she's 60 years old. She white, and everybody knows 60-year-old white woman ain't got no lips.
You are on one today.
Oh, that lady was trying to eat pizza with your big ass, and you're, oh, you want some of this? Ah, let me get out of here. Chris, you missed a good Donato piece. Now that lady had to eat all them calories by
what
herself.
What did she look like?
She looked like a
Freddy Krueger.
She looked kind of like
Freddy
just
Krueger.
Like, no, not that bad. She had like wiry golden hair. That's all I remember was like
what
her.
What the fuck
like,
is wiry golden
like
hair?
Like that old lady hair, but it had been dyed too many times.
Was she overly tanned?
No, she was pale. She's very pale.
She's trying to suck your dick before she met Jesus.
Yep.
So wasn't no blood running through her face.
She was not attractive. I was very desperate at the time, but I was not that desperate.
It was no blood.
Shut the fuck up. Wasn't no blood running through her face?
Bitch only had blood stopping at her chest. So there was no blood running through her face. Her hair was overly dyed. You done fucked up, Chris, because I think you met Jesus.
I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
My eyelashes about to fall off.
Oh, can we take a break?
And she licked her nose.
She didn't lick her nose, just like kind of one of these.
That slow.
Yeah, around there.
And she did it.
Probably trying to warm her face up.
She was trying to prime her lips.
It was going to take her 3 days to suck your dick. If she move her lip. By the time you drop your pants and your dick got her, fell back asleep, woke back up. She still won't have no circulation in her face. I bet you would have stuck your dick in her mouth and her head would have fell off.
Death, Weekend at Bernie's.
Death becomes her.
Oh, we got to take a break. Chris had the most non-sexual stories I ever heard in my life.
It's really well balanced between this end of the couch to that.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, Lord. We back with Chris not getting no blowjob from the Easter Bunny.
The Easter Bunny. That's fairly accurate, but with a Trump wig on top.
It was a Trump wig. Okay. Yeah. So have you ever had somebody say, just let me suck, do you blow, suck on you.
Are you having a stroke?
In what those happened? Specific words, no.
You were so disgusted by the idea. The words were fighting. I ain't going out there.
Because I like how he always missed the opportunity to get pussy. He always missed the opportunity. Like, they be in here inboxing him dirty pussy and videos and shit, and he be want to pray over the pussy. Just get the pussy, Chris.
You're going to have to give me lessons.
You got me fucked up. You want to talk to Ashley.
You do want to talk to Ashley. Just don't let Ashley talk to none of those bitches.
Ashley seems like a Mr. Steal Your Girl.
What's your favorite move, Chris? I don't think anybody ever asked you that.
So if you're sitting here, move over, Dion. Come here.
Don't touch me.
Come here.
Do not touch me. If you touch me, I will punch you.
You go.
It won't hurt.
You go like this. You go, if you had a parrot, would it be on this shoulder or this shoulder? And you slide around and pull them in.
Don't you ever in this your motherfucking life try to pick up no pussy with no bird, okay? I said, what's your jackass?
Rah, you're a jackass, loser.
Burp, jackass.
Nobody's sucking your dick.
Stop. First of all, I said, what's your favorite sex move?
Her face.
Is that your son? You fucking birds now.
Her face was so disgusted.
Oh, Lord, why would you feel this shit? Didn't I say, what's your favorite if I said, what's your favorite sex move? He said, I'm going to put a parrot on that shoulder and a parrot on this shoulder. And I'm going to say, parrot here, parrot out, and pull her in. You don't get your creepy ass out of here. Sex move, Chris. That's when two people are naked and they got a position. Either she in the air, she from the back, or she rectangular, or she upside down, or she riding you, or she beating you, or she, what is that? When
Rock, he does a birdie style.
you didn't specify. You said, what's your move?
I say sex move.
No, you said move. Replay the tape.
Move.
You said move.
Yeah.
Mood mean how you get pussy. Not how you say in, what the fuck you get a parrot from? People out here picking up bitches with parrots on their shoulders.
Captain Jack Sparrow over here.
God damn, Bubba Gump.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
How many times has that move worked for you?
Never. At church, that 60-year-old lady who house he was having the peace.
I would never actually do that. It just
you did it.
That joke succeeded way beyond my wildest imagination.
No, you did it. We can see it. What'd you say? A parrot on this shoulder, a parrot on that shoulder. What shoulder you want the parrot on?
I wondered why Dion was so hostile.
Parrot?
Yeah.
And if you say that to a black lady, you like, if you don't get your motherfucking, if you don't get your fat ass and this ugly ass bird, imaginary bird, the fuck out my face.
Oh my God.
What's your favorite sex move, Dion, without animals involved?
My favorite without animals, corner of the bed. Hands down, corner of the bed. Put you in any position I want. And then I go deep as I want, as hard as I want.
Now, what exactly does that mean?
Corner of the bed. So you know how the bed comes down to a corner, right?
All right, I'm following so far.
Bring that ass to the corner of the bed. You hang off of it a little bit. I hold you up. I flip you over. I can get you any way I want, as deep as I want. Less.
Okay, the deep part is where you lost me. I was.
Rock, he can't go deeper.
Be quiet on podcasting.
Rock, shut up, children.
First of all, now I don't believe you, Dion.
I don't give a fuck if you believe me or not.
The hospital socks. You don't remember this?
I'm going to tell you why I don't believe you. Because you said the corner of the bed, and you flip them any which way they can. Dion, you wearing 90 pounds. I've seen the fat bitches you fuck.
All right, finally, it's his turn.
I've seen the bitches you fuck.
Is this how you feel? Because I'm starting to get pissed off and she just started.
All of a sudden, you're going to be starting talking about parents.
Said you want to be starting something. Got to be starting something.
You ain't flipping nobody. I've seen you fuck big bitches my size. You ain't picking. No, you can't buckle my bra. So I
you,
know.
See, this is where you don't understand, Pat. I don't have the desire to do any of those things with you.
You got a desire to help me with my bra?
No, well, I don't.
Well, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm saying if I'm with somebody that I'm about to fuck, I have the desire to flip them, turn them, lift them. With you, I have zero desire to do anything. You stay where you're at doing what you're doing. You good.
Oh. But keep having me with my
mental, the mental image of Dion flipping you, Miss Pat.
It ain't no image. Dion lift one of my leg. He will forever be in a back brace.
I mean, a back brace, pale face.
All the blood rushes from your head.
I know.
Who wants to eat this pizza with me?
Right? Nobody's eating pizza. I know. So, Dion, you fuck fat girls, right?
I have.
I remember a fat girl you fucking. And I was like, how do you fuck that fat girl? You awfully little. You like a piece of lint in her ass.
What did I tell you?
He said.
I told her, turn around.
Turn around.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at him and put her, bend over and touch her toe. I said, you's a dirty motherfucker. So, let me tell you how dirty this is. You ain't sucked no titties. You ain't did nothing to turn the person on. Just turn over, bend over.
She wanted to fuck me. I didn't want to fuck her. Oh, I'm doing you a favor. Be ready when I get there. What the fuck I look like?
Wait a minute.
I ain't bringing it. You don't invite a nigga to the party and then he got to bring all the favors.
You just walked in the door and she was face down, ass up, and you just stuck your dick in?
Basically.
Know what? Face down, ass up is on the bench. You was in a whole exercise mode. Bent over like a motherfucking, like a folded table.
When you walked in, did you hear?
Nah, I told her to get all that out the way before I get there.
Yeah, but what's all bending, that for?
The bending over to touch your toes is strenuous.
What's all that for? Oh, bending over to touch your toes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can't do that.
Right. Just winded before you got there.
Hmm. This is all a joke, people. Please don't take this stupid shit she's saying.
He's for real. He fuck bitches like Stone Mountain size.
What does that even mean?
He love women. He love big women with cankles on their ankles. He said when he's cold, it give heat off up under the up under the sheet.
And you warm, like you warm yourself by the cankles?
Apparently.
He like high ankles bitches.
Amish.
How the fuck do you even figure out if somebody's ankles are hot or not?
You touch them, nigga. You ain't never heard of them. I said, ooh, I got a fever in my ankle.
No.
Fuck is wrong with y'all today?
That is sugar foot. That's what that is.
So I'm glad you brought it up. Because I was on the phone with my husband. And you know, the last episode, we was talking about jaws, your pussy jaws.
Yes, quite a
bit. So I was talking about what you call a vagina. And you know, I'm from the South. They call all kind of shit. So
some of these names, Chris.
Be quiet. So one of them was sugar walls. My husband's like, well, you call them sugar walls. I said, I don't know if I've ever heard sugar walls. And so I asked Dion, I said, you ever heard of sugar wall? He's like, yeah. So the other one was nappy dugout. Have you ever heard of nappy dugout?
I have, yeah.
How the fuck Chris hear that? And white women can't even have nappy dugout. That's black vagina with an afro around it real tight, need to be combed out.
I don't know any niggas who play baseball.
Oh.
Nappy dugout?
How you know about nappy dugout? You been with a black woman, Chris?
Pornhub.
You got a subscription to Pornhub?
No.
Everybody does. It's free now.
Yeah, why would you ever
pay? So let me, since you so saved, and this is all about sex, they're not going to ask me shit because I ain't going to tell them. So,
we already know.
Yeah, you pretty much know. So, Chris, since you've been a Christian, there's
two positions, top or bottom. Take your pick.
It ain't no top. It's just bottom. It's two positions, sleep and most sleep.
Well, you got that. You got that country divider in your bed, so I understand.
Yeah, I don't need no sex. Chris, let me ask you something. Since you Christian, and Dion, since you not. Chris, do you feel ashamed? Because you know they say everything you do in life, God is going to show you that back, right? Do you feel ashamed when you masturbating?
What? Not during.
Is there a certain person you call when you masturbate?
No.
He's not Louis C.K. What the fuck? Yeah, right.
Sarah Silverman.
Because I would think that somebody...
Don't hang up.
Shut the fuck up. I would think that since you being so Christian and shit, I could imagine you jacking your wiener and you holler, collection plate.
I like to be abused, so I call Garyana. Mm.
That's weird. Not. You kind of do strike me as that type of nigga.
What do you mean?
That just be human.
Do you masturbate, Dion?
All the time. Hell yeah. At least once a day. It's healthy.
Did you wash your hands?
I haven't done it today.
Oh, good.
I'll call you later.
No, you don't call me. I'm going to fuck it up. I'm going to sound like
I'm
Chris.
I'm a three-way both of y'all. Don't hang up.
I want to know, do you masturbate, Miss Pat?
No.
Man, she scratched the inside of her pussy washing it. You think she be playing with it?
I've
coming
had
up with nubs.
With that wop, wet-ass pinky.
Where did the wet-ass pinky come from?
I think that
He's assuming that was the finger you used to scratch.
Yeah.
No, it was actually one of these fingers because my nails were real long. No, I don't masturbate. I don't
do you
do
think
it.
Garrett masturbates?
Probably do. It eased in dealing with me. I mean, I'm on the road a lot. I don't know.
Ask him. Call him right now.
Shit. Let me call him.
Have you ever caught any of the kids?
Fortunately, I haven't.
All right, good.
He used to say Junebug used to jack off the iCarly all
the
time.
Oh, that's right. Junebug. Not Nakia.
Granted, he was of the age of iCarly, so it wasn't weird.
Hold on, y'all. I'm sending one text and then 1 second. I'm buying something on Facebook and I forgot I was supposed to
who
be.
Who was your child. Fantasy when you were a kid? Like, who was your fantasy?
J-Lo.
My fantasy was my next door neighbor. His name.
Who's next door neighbor?
Mine. His name was Julius Simmons. He my Facebook friend. And oh my God. I love me some Julius motherfucking Simmons. But I was a poor kid. And I remember when he realized I had on a new outfit.
Julius sounds too expensive for you. Can't afford no Julius.
He's still cute on Facebook now. Every night he saw me in the AJC when I dropped my book. So every now and then he come on my Facebook page. I said, do you know how big of a crush I had on you when I was little? Nigga, you missed out. All you had to do was just clean me up. It was something within me.
You were a little Cinderella.
He was like a grade or two ahead of me. And we was like, we lived in a house and they lived next door in these apartments. And his mama, and I used to look out the window at his bedroom window and say, Julius, Julius. I used to sing to him, but he never heard me. And every time he would walk by to the store, I would get so nervous. And I tried to make friends with his sister because I really liked him.
That's him?
Yeah, he's cute.
How the fuck you pull him up, Nickel?
I just looked through your friends list.
Yep, that is him.
Kind of looks like my cousin Chandler.
Oh my God. I used to love me some Julius motherfucking Sim. And I remember when he started dating a girl we was in middle school with. I was so mad. I wanted to beat that bitch with them big ass track shoes I had on. But I was poor, so I wasn't a cute girl. I had really bad acne. one bra, 2-pair underwear.
She said, all you had to do was clean me up like he's Woody Allen.
I used to love me some Julius. I mean, his sister, I think his sister's name was Tammy or Tamika. But I had the biggest crush on. That's the only person I ever really liked. I
meant celebrity. She's like, my name's no neighbor.
That's why I laughed. I'm like, J-Lo, Britney Spears. You're like, my neighbor, Julius.
Yeah. Well, I think the crush for me for a celebrity, well, everybody know how much I like Ice Cube.
Yeah.
I love me some Ice Cube.
I had a weird thing for Blossom for a long time.
Who the fuck is Blossom?
I get it. Have you ever watched
She's
Big
not
Bang?
Attractive, but man, I wanted to fuck Blossom.
Was she the one that's on the Big Bang Theory as Sheldon's girlfriend?
I don't know.
Yeah, our video people say yes, yeah. I kind of get it.
You remember that show, Blossom? With Joey Lawrence? Whoa!
Nigga, no.
Wasn't that her brother in the show?
Man. What year was it?
It was in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
Nigga, I was selling dope. I don't watch no TV.
You never watched a movie or like a TV show as a kid and you're like, oh, they're cute?
The Smurfs.
What?
The Smurfs. There's a porno for that.
Which one? Sleepy, Grumpy?
Papa.
Right. Probably Papa, because that's who ended up getting me somebody, Papa. No, I didn't. Just Ice Cube when I got a little older. It was, oh, yes, I did. I remember. I used to, everybody was going crazy over Michael Jackson. I think I told y'all that. And I had a thing for Lionel Richie. Hello? Is it me you looking for? I wonder where you are, and I wonder what you do.
That was Blossom.
Oh, she's still cute. She was ugly back then, but she's still cute.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird. I really wanted to.
So you've been into white women a long time.
I'm into everybody.
I have never, ever seen you
date. I know. I keep my business as private as possible because you don't know how to shut the fuck up about certain things.
Well, why you only bring the white women around me then?
Because those are usually ones I don't care about. No, oh, just kidding. I'm geez. Kidding.
Whoa. Hey, cut. Everybody break this down.
So y'all hear that? Stay out of his inbox trying to suck his dick on credit. So he don't
taking cash only.
On credit.
876 cash now.
And if you're big, don't just be leave trying the door to unlocked. Suck
Why y'all laugh?
I said, if you're big, just leave the door unlocked.
I'm yep. coming in. Turn around.
Don't look at me.
I can imagine you fucking a fat girl and she pass gas and suck you in her asshole.
What's a reverse vacuum when you fart? You're supposed to push air out.
Fisher's man killed in a queef accident today.
But you ever felt, all right, when fat people fart, they booty hole, they grip back there, you little round circle, it goes out. So whatever it goes out and touch, it pulls back in.
The sphincter? Huh? That's what that's called, the sphincter.
A reverse sphincter. Explosion.
The sphincter?
The sphincter.
Sphincter.
Sphincter?
Close.
I love how she gets.
What are you laughing at? The sphincter.
Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Yeah.
Well, I can imagine a fat girl speaker blow out and pull you all the way back in.
Fucking riptide.
I have never been behind somebody who's farted.
Have you ever been having sex and they farted?
No.
Have you?
Fuck yeah.
I have
fart
to,
all
yeah.
the time. Yeah. I can't hold it. I'm over 50.
I fart all the time.
You fart all the time?
No, not all the time, but it's happened once.
When you were having sex?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
We just started laughing. Everybody started laughing.
How many? What, you have an orgy?
Kidding. I'm just kidding. I accidentally said everybody. And, no.
Rah, he farted. Y'all motherfucker crazy. You swing?
No.
Oh, good.
You should. It's fun.
When did
been
you swing?
Married long enough.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nigga, no. I ain't got time for that shit.
Sure you do.
Did you swing?
Done with your house? You might as well invite some new niggas over here.
Nah. I'm good. You never have me touching my toes. I gotta go upstairs.
I gotta tie your shoes. I know.
I gotta go upstairs and tell Garrett, get Dion out my ass.
Just fart.
Mm-mm. I can't do that.
I come out, it's a whole new world.
It would be. It really would be.
Jonah and the whale. Jonah and the shark.
Can we close now? You laughing like a fat bitch.
Yes, we can be done.
I hate when you get to laughing and I don't know what the fuck you laughing at.
We laughing at you being ridiculous.
Oh, for real? Okay. Keep
about him being,
pay attention to what's happening.
Talking about him being stuck in your asshole. That's what we're laughing at.
Oh, that can't happen, but it would be funny if it did. You ever had a lap dance from a fat girl then?
No, I don't think so.
Hey, you ever, when I told...
I'm not a strip club guy. I don't...
I ain't either. I don't like to see naked men slanging their wieners with look like mask on it.
Yeah, that's my issue. If I'm gonna get some pussy,
you ever been to the strip club?
I've been once. Yeah.
So you should go to Magic City, or where you saw the white old girls on that video booty clap at. I would love to see you in that type of environment.
Hi, are you Miss Pat's niece?
Security.
A great callback, because I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? It's funny when you see your nieces and shit strippers on Facebook. You're like, oh my God. Do she realize? I know we ain't close, but we do follow each other.
Oh, that's so funny. Why am I not surprised that she recognized somebody in that video?
Congratulations that she can work at such a fine establishment, though.
I don't think there's...
I'm sure they had auditions for that
video.
For her to make it into the video.
Man, they didn't have no motherfucking audition. Them just 3-6 bitches in there and then they do that more. Did you not hear that bitch say, don't say that when you don't vote and they lock your ass. They don't motherfucking audition.
That's my favorite part of the whole thing.
You don't vote. They go lock your motherfucking ass up. I'm like, goddamn, Scripple. Where's your Scripple voice at, bitch?
Civics are just not taught today.
Yeah. Her voice was not sexy at all. She had to dance and talk in sign language. Be $10. Because she opened her mouth and be like, because you know you have to double check in Atlanta. What are you? Definitely got to give a bitch a gynecology visit just so you can feel her... Her uterus and not her scrotums.
That's horrible.
But you in Atlanta? I'm saying. I mean, with the world have changed now, and fucking transgender people are fucking drop dead gorgeous. So you mean you at a point where you have to ask now?
I wonder if they smoke cigarettes out of their pussy at that strip club.
Oh, they did back in the day when I went to Charles Disco. I don't think people, them young girls, see. Back in the day, those strippers got paid, so they still have vagina muscles. Now these strippers on their leg, they look like they got motherfucking old ass McDonald's between their legs. Lips hanging, pussy look tired.
We have the meats.
Just one sad looking McTriple.
Yeah, just hanging and wrinkled. You know, just, oh, look like somebody tried to carve a flower in the pussy and just gave up. You know how the little lips had them little ridges all in it and shit?
So they couldn't afford all the tattoo?
Yeah.
Come back when you get the rest of the money.
So you can't stick no regular cigarette. That bitch got to smoke a blunt. pussy got to smoke a blunt. You can't stick no cool in no big old
pussy
vagina.
Only takes swishers.
And it ain't sweet. All right, y'all. We closing with that one. Good night. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.